Blog Talk Radio.
Question is that, keep a blunt, eating good, if nothing less than fat, real, real.
These niggas won't do it for you. Man, you know these niggas fake. A lot of these niggas fake. A bunch of these niggas fake. Man, you know these niggas fake. Man, you know these niggas fake. A lot of these niggas fake. A bunch of these niggas fake. Man, you know these niggas fake. Yeah, I been in the studio dropping hits, cause I don't fuck with niggas. I'd rather hang out with a bitch, cause ain't no love with niggas. A lot of niggas be with niggas from the way they look. If you get turned up, who gon' put something on your book? Don't know why nigga be thinking money make them real. Be blessing for them hoes, but they can't pay a bill. That shit they doing, I'ma tell them that they out of leer. They already know about me, I'ma tell them how it is. They wanna see us fall, but we gon' ball. They was shady from the start, that's why we cut them off. These niggas bitch, mate, remind me of a switchblade. Probably get the sick, babe, from what the hook say. Man, why you being cool with these niggas? Oh, and these niggas ain't gon' be cool with you. What the fuck you wanna do for these niggas? This shit these niggas won't do for you. Man, you know these niggas fake. A lot of these niggas fake. A bunch of these niggas fake.
What's on the story? You got to be fake. These niggas will smile in your face and take the stand on you. Nigga tell you that he love you and put the man on you. Nigga stab you in your bike, nigga, when you ain't looking. And drop weight on you and all for a piece of pussy. The same niggas that be in the club licking it up with you. The same niggas you go broke, they ain't fucking with you. They say don't trust a cute face and a pretty smile. I say don't trust these fuck niggas who I never now. That money and a nice whip get you a lot of friends. A fuck nigga playing real, it come out in the end. A lot of you niggas out here remind me of ass shots. You look real and act real, but you
man,
really
not. Being cool with these niggas? And these niggas ain't gonna be cool with you. What the fuck you wanna do for these niggas? This shit these niggas won't do for you. Man, you know these niggas fake. A lot of these niggas fake. A bunch of these niggas fake. Man, you know these niggas fake. Yeah. Don't let that left hand know what you do with that right hand. And I hear that shit from a nigga I heard from a white man. You can step out clean on it, they'll hit your ass on sight, man. You can make a rain on it, they'll strike your head like lightning. And they don't like when I be shining in my bright land. Home see these niggas I got on my red pants. They ain't got no gang, cause that's how they be playing. Four words for them, y'all niggas be hating. They wanna see a dime, but we turned up. I got my gyro on my own cause, if it on that serve. These niggas bitch, mate, remind me of a switchblade. Probably get the sick face, but what the hook say? Man, why you being cool with these niggas? And these niggas ain't gon' be cool with you. What the fuck you wanna do for these niggas? This shit these niggas won't do for you. Man, you know these niggas fake. A lot of these niggas fake. A bunch of these niggas fake. Man, you know these niggas fake.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome back to
What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
This your girl Sierra, also known as Miss EP. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MISSEP_CIARA. And I have my sugar.
It's your girl Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's my Coco. I talk shit all day on Twitter. So please bitch be follow me.
Yeah, be on Twitter.
Can I be on Twitter?
Oh, I didn't know people still be on Twitter.
Got it.
Oh.
I like to go on that one like shows are on.
Yeah, but I think I have to be having the time. I always wonder
like eight times knowing like power on, okay. Shows on, like, you know. Anyway. Follow me. Robin the Coco, that's BRWNBABYCOCO.
All right.
Don't forget follow our business page, See Me Your Dreams Enterprises and Event Planning at CIME in your dreams ENCPR.
All right, you all. So we're going to get into what the hell was said. We have so much stuff to talk about this week. But let's talk about cancellation. So Fashion Queens is finally canceled. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It should never have been on. But it's canceled. I'm wondering if the show with the little dudes dancing on the show, is it canceled yet? They need to cancel that shit next.
We're
not getting to the conversation, but they need to cancel it because my baby seen a commercial and you want to play it during our peak fucking hours. And my baby was like, "Mommy, they're dancing, guys dancing." And I don't got time to be explaining to my child why a nigga's dancing in girls' clothes on TV. So they need to cut that shit out. I'm just saying. Shit, don't even promote.
Speaking of niggas in girls' clothes,
I'm saying don't promote it.
Did you see Caitlyn Jenner? Looking like a nigga in a bathing suit. Kylie Jenner looked like...
Kylie or Kate?
Oh, I'm sorry. You did Kylie. Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner looked like Miss Doubtfire meets Weight Watchers. She looked just like Miss Doubtfire. It was... I showed you the picture. Kylie, show up, PC.
Girl, I didn't want to talk. I strongly dislike that whole situation.
Have you seen I Am Kate?
No, I try not to even click by it to get, take no chance of it getting a hit from my household.
I haven't seen it either. I was just wondering. When I saw the picture of her in the bathing suit, I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he need to hit up Serena Williams, because that body looks like everything right now.
Yeah, maybe he need to do them together.
Yes, because maybe she can help him. Shit, she need to help me.
If you have not seen,
good.
If you guys have not seen Serena Williams, maybe everybody is a choice.
That's who she's dating?
I don't know who she's dating. But whoever she's dating, she looks like she's whooping nigga ass. So.
Not whooping nigga ass.
She does. She does. Like, remember, if Serena ever tried me, I run. Y'all call me a punk bitch all you want. I'm not fighting Serena.
So, New Edition is about to have a couple mini-series on BET, but it's not with Bobby Brown, and I don't think I'll be too interested in watching
it. Don't I want to see Ricky, Mike, what's the other nigga, what's the other name, Ronnie? I don't care about them. I want to see Bobby.
Bobby Brown got a lot going on right now.
Which is why he needs
time. And I don't know about a damn TV show. Let that man. We have a special guest who's about to be kicked out of here. Shout out to Coco. All right. So speaking, let's talk about what's going on. So last week I got to see the man that's over TIG, which I'm trying to think, what is it called? What does TIG stand for? What's Rich Homie Quan's record label? Tough in the League. I forgot what it stands for, but anywho, he got a couple of CEOs. It's something TIG. I know it's TIG. They have Lucci, they have Trinidad James, and a couple other artists. He's suing them for $2 million for unpaid earnings and for fraud. What do you think about that, Megan? Because that's starting to happen a lot.
It is happening a lot. I don't care what I'm not understanding is why so many people are taking advantage of artists in this day and age.
Because the artists don't be paying attention, and they play with the numbers. And if you don't pay attention to the numbers, you ain't going to know.
But obviously right now, Rich Homie Quan has noticed his numbers. Because what happens is you have your song get really, really, once you get a really hot song, especially his two highest grossing songs, he said that the unpaid royalties are coming from Flex and some type of way. That's ironic because those are his highest grossing songs. So that is more of a chance for you to play with the numbers.
Because you're not going to know. You got iTunes, you got all types of different, oh, Lord.
So you have more opportunities.
What was the first one? Some type of way. That was like in the beginning when he first popped to him.
Right.
So he probably was just so fascinated with how fast everything was moving that he was not paying attention to the actual situation.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate because these people, TIG, the CEOs, people I have met, they're pretty cool.
Yes, and then now you have Flex that is, you know, climbing the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's noticing, where my money? You know, what's going on? They're trying to finesse the numbers, not really panning out. We'll see where this goes.
Yep, that's why you got to make sure that you have the right team at all times. And even when you have a record label, you got to make sure your inner circle is on top of you.
Okay, since we're talking about inner circle, let's talk about Miss Marie Holmes, the $127 billion Powerball winner. She won last year. She's a single mother. I think she has like three children. But she also, in her inner circle, has a boyfriend that cannot stay out of jail.
Mm.
And it's always for drug charges.
Mm.
The first time she bailed him out for $3 million. This time, this in July, she bailed him out for $6 million. Now, how what is anybody up here?
Well, she probably don't have no money because I'm pretty sure the money that she just bailed him out with, the drug money,
mm-hmm.
was probably spent on the money that she don't want. So it's like a whole circle. Girl, you stupid. You need to send some money over here. We got a back to school drive on the 22nd. We need some of that money for this school supply.
Stupid. Like, you have kids.
How many kids you have?
Three. $127 million. Okay. I mean,
so she spent it $6 million and then $3 million. So it's basically just rounded up. $10 million is gone.
$10 million is gone. And you know, you only get paid out so much money at
mm-hmm.
time. You have three kids.
I'm pretty sure she don't want to spend a lot of that on a whole bunch of miscellaneous.
You can tell she's sitting on miscellaneous because she got money to throw away on bail.
But you know, they don't make them pay the full amount. They don't make you pay.
You got to pay the full amount if you want to get your money back if they beat the case. So I'm sure she put that full. She put that full.
And that's not including the lawyer fees.
Thank you.
This is pretty good, girl.
Dumb stuff.
Oh, and shout out to my girl Bianca. She just corrected me, and it says TIG is think it's a game. Well, that's the wrong damn title. That is the wrong title. That is the wrong title to be signed to. Think it's a game.
Think it's a game if you want to. My thing is, I thought when I saw that report. My first thought was, I thought Rich Homie was independent.
I mean, that's his management company / record label. So, I mean, you're right. I thought he was independent, too. Because I have never remember anyone saying that he's, like, officially signed to a record label. But, I mean, during the time he started coming, I start seeing the management that I'm familiar with from other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm like, okay. Well, he should have stayed independent because... He's going to get that money, though. $2 million, if he can prove it, he's going to make it.
All right. So, talking about getting money, Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill still on
I'm over them.
I'm so tired. Like, now she's doing the most, right? Last week she said, I want to give to my baby father, my baby father.
But they say she always used that word.
Girl, you know what you're doing. Ain't he rubbing all on the Johnson on the stage?
Yeah, that's
in your audience.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
God, he...
I was really rooting for him, but he is coming here August 23rd, you know, the old man's bringing him, so, you know, we're going to support that. August 23rd, Meek Mill's will be in the building here in Orlando at Club Gilt, the old Roxy. Tickets are now $40, VIP $80, and they're going pretty fast, so y'all go support the homie, dog man, and go see what Meek Mill's talking about. Maybe Nicki may pop up or something. You never know.
Shout out to dog man, Clientele Music Group.
Absolutely.
DME and, no, DA. All the umbrella.
Yeah, she had so many of them.
Black Swan, Swan Lake.
The compound.
The compound. Girl.
He got it all. And, you know, he moved his big car show that he do every year. Classic Weekend is in Edenville this year.
And that means it's going to be more black people.
Yes, and I'm excited. I
am.
Get that one. Now, hopefully we're going to get a lot of vendors out there. People make money and they'll be more successful. But, anyway, speaking of success, Fetty Wap on the stage with Taylor Swift.
That is,
my boss is like, he's out of here now.
I mean, that is that's a major move.
She was so off rhythm trying to sing Trap Queen.
Hey, girl, and she was, she knew the words.
She knew what she was talking about.
She was cooking pies. She said Fetty Wap cooking apple pie. Baby, no.
But I think that was really cute, and I really, really enjoyed that. And I salute Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap, when he gonna put some damn dreads in?
He take them shits out his head.
It looked like new growth. Like, you know, you time for your braids to come out.
It's not his hair.
You gotta have somebody to redo the front. Whoever it is, he'll need to go and redo the front. Just do the crown.
Just the crown.
The crown.
Okay, so Monica Cole Red coming out September. She have not released the actual date, but she did a listening session for it yesterday.
You got to see her daughter in the background singing her song. She posted the video.
I love her.
Little Layla singing her mama's song.
I love her.
Come on.
Love Monica. I love her whole family. She gave me so much motivation that one day we can love again and be loved right.
Look at you.
What?
Love it.
Don't get started on me tonight. Don't even get started on me tonight. Is that all we talking about for what the hell was said?
Yes, that's all that was said.
Okay, so tonight, you all, we have one of the baddest chicks from Texas. Her name is Necessary. And she's going to be on the line about 10 minutes, and she's going to talk about fire. I'm going to let y'all she's talking about, but the song is really
good. The song speaks for itself.
Yes, and we're going to get into this right out shortly, but let me give y'all a few shout-outs. So I want to thank all the artists that showed up to my street and greet last Wednesday with Bigger Rankings, Lady V, Rouge, Chick Van Chizzo, Call of Duty Gang, Rico Barino, Fantasia Brother came, and he killed it. He got a song called California.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should check it out. He's really dope.
Tell me about Wade. He was fucking
right. Girl, we're not even going to talk about it. Oh. But anyway. And then this Thursday at Glitz, we have the Orlando Bash with Van Chizzo, Lady V, what's the dude's name? That French Montana stole his song. Leap Baby.
Oh, okay.
Leap Baby, YG Ivy, D-Boy, and Whoop, and many more. They'll be there this Thursday at Glitz. Whoop mixtape drops this Saturday, the 15th. And then we have a back-to-school drive at Ivy Park on the 22nd. We need more donations. We need papers, pencils, pens, book bags, you know. We're not picky. Just come support. We're doing it for the babies. You get a tax write-off if you really need it.
Yes.
And then lastly, I got a party bus coming September 12th for in Jacksonville for the Duval Reunion with DJ Shad, hosted by the Cocky Con and myself. Tickets are $65. That gets you into the club. And that also, get into the VIP and get you on the party bus and drinks all on me. So let me know if you're interested. Tickets are going pretty fast. But anywho, let's get into this ride out.
Shout out to Duval County. They are on the way heavy tonight.
We appreciate that. Duval County, baby.
Let's get into this ride out.
Let's ride out my favorite DJ, DJ True Story.
You got a girl, can turn him out. I have got a girl whose pussy is so good. If you threw it up in the air.
This is another DJ True Story.
Well, I don't want to be
here.
Bye.
I'm high like the moon or high the balloon. I'm high. It gave me some new type of swag. Now I think I can fly. That liquor got my head spinning. Now I'm feeling crazy. I'm feeling crazy. And I'm on a diet, but fuck it, I need me a pastry. The munchies just crept up on me, and I'm hungry as fuck. You got some more weed? Go ahead and just roll that left blunt. Or I might just whip it in butter and cook me a brownie. Yum. And I'm fresh as fuck. Smell like I just came off some down. Come and bring the draw. Oh, I've been waiting. Bring a little liquor. Let's get faded. Floating on a cloud. It's cloudy. About to ease my mind. It's crazy. Have a little party. Let's get
necessary time. Been waiting on this shit.
Hey man, what's poppin'? It's Wise Fan Lucha and it's Real Nigga Radio. Turn this one up to the max, you smell me?
Yeah. It's Ricky Rose. Motherfucking Real Nigga Radio. You already know it's so official. Necessary talk to him.
I walked up in the spot so fine. Whole crew looking like 10 dimes. Purse Louis, but we sipping on dime. We in a section with the sign reserved. And we all light skin with curves. I locked eyes with the cutie in the VIP section. Right in front of me. I knew I wanna ride him good. Have him up under me. Too bad he had some little skelly wags around him. When it comes to me and they swag, I'm on 1,000. See, I'ma keep it G. Look like he need a queen. The type of chick to match his fly. His shit was mean. I grabbed the barmaid, flipped her a couple dollars. I figure I'll make the first move, I wanna holler. I wrote a little note that said, call me in the AM. Sent him 3 bottles of whatever he was drinking. Hopped up and grabbed my bag, the squad followed. 4 texts before I hit that car, I got him stalking like.
You can see I'm used to all the finer things. Got OVDS is in my brain. Good, bet he won't never leave. Fresh up, bust pipes, make diamonds. I'm a diamond, I stay shining.
Tycoon over fools, get pockets like baboons. Keep a gorilla mitten, vacation in Cancun. These hoes no pump, keep me laughing, they cartoon.
Alright, you all, and welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. It's your girl, Cece, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. At MISSET _. Oh, sorry, yeah, my alarm clock was going off telling me I need to get to the club, but I apologize. Back to what I was saying, you all.
Your Instagram,
my Twitter, follow me on MISSET _Sierra. And sometimes I follow back, you know, if the time is right.
Right. Follow me. Same, you know, social media information. That is Instagram and Twitter. Brown Bibby Coco, BrownBibbyCoco. Also follow our business page, See Me in Your Dreams Enterprises and Event Planning. CIME in Your Dreams, ENTPR.
All right. Thank you, Megan. What would I do without Megan? I don't know.
I don't know either, girl.
I don't even know. But you all, we have Necessary. She should be joining us in a few minutes for all the way from Texas. Today, she has a very busy day because her mixtape dropped today. By Any Means Necessary Reloaded, hosted by Bigger Rankins, DJ Miss Hypnotic, and Tampa Mystic. So, you know, all the boss chicks teamed up trying to make it #C. And, yeah, that's really dope. I really appreciate I like it because it shows that we can work together and not bump heads. To a certain extent, but anyway, so you all, I don't know if anyone's seen it, but on Baller Alert, because now Drea made her page private, so if you're not her friend, you can't see it, but Drea and Orlando had a fight the other day, and I don't know exactly what happened, I don't know what he assumed.
They've been going through it for the past 2 months or something.
I think it's been more than that.
Has it?
They've been going through it from the beginning.
Because I remember, like, he said that she faked the engagement and he was trying to get her out of the house and she's not going anywhere. But then we see it together. Like, come on, Orlando.
Like, are they trying to get a show?
I don't know, but you know you love that girl.
I think they're trying to get a show. But
all right, went through that drama, that fool.
But anywho, so recently on Sunday, I guess they got into it. He came home, he trashed her house, he tore the house up, and I mean, he threw her clothes everywhere. She took a picture of it, calling him a cornball, letting people know that, see, she's not the only one that's crazy. Don't listen to everything he says. You see what I'm saying? You know, tell him to hit my house up, you know, whatever, whatever. And then Monday is my MCM.
Because he's picking my shit up.
Because he's picking my stuff up right now. Like, like, he's picking my stuff up right now. So, therefore, he is the MCM.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, y'all thought he was crazy, but shout out to my MCM. As he picks up the trash that he just threw,
putting him on straight leg.
So, my two questions. What has happened? Okay. When you get into it with people or your mate, is it okay to post it on social media? I know me, I'm good for cussing a motherfucker out. I may not say exactly that's my boyfriend, maybe my friend situation.
Right.
But is it wrong for someone to put your mate out like that? I mean, she showed him,
she showed him with the drawer in his hand.
Yes. Like, what's the purpose of that? Like, I think that's kind of petty.
You had to re nail on the head, petty.
I think that was
petty. That's what she's doing because, the public has their opinion on her relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like she said, she wants us to know she ain't the only one who's crazy. So.
And I get it.
To, express herself. And she got her point across. Because when we watching right now.
Okay, so my next question is, what has happened to you when you and your mate have got into it? What is the most pettiest or the most craziest thing your mate has done when he has been mad at you? Megan?
Well, my mate was mad at me, and he didn't want to talk to me. So, he put a restraining order against me.
Oh, damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And ain't too often you get a restraining order.
That's right. And I'm like, damn. Don't thought you had to do something to somebody.
Harass him.
I didn't harass him.
Calling him too much.
No, he just did not want me to contact him at all because he was mad.
So you got a restraining order.
So I had a restraining order. I came home and I had Orange County shit. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, a court. Like, what? I got to go to court. He dropped it. He dropped it. And, we got back together. But it was just like, that was really petty.
Well, the craziest thing that has happened to me when my mate was mad at me is my computer got thrown in a leak.
I remember that.
Yeah. A couple other items, too.
I said a couple of your clothes.
Yeah, it was thrown in a leak, man. And all because of MySpace. See, social media gets messed up, man.
And you let your dog out.
Yeah, my dog got lost, too.
Yeah, in the midst of
I never got my dog back. Rest in peace, Matt. But anyways,
the hot mess
part
wasn't funny when we threw your food in the lake. That was funny.
Yes, I will never again talk to dudes on the internet. See me in person, boo. See me in person. But anywho, we got one of the baddest chicks from Texas on the line. Her name is Miss Necessary, and we got on the line. And her mixtape dropped today, and we're gonna get right into it today. Hey, Miss Necessary, how are you?
Hey, how you know I was on the line?
We seen you call in.
Oh, okay. I'm like, babe, they don't even know I'm sitting on here listening.
Hey, boo. Thank you so much for being our special guest tonight. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
So we're going to get straight into this interview. I've seen that on your bio, you're originally from Cleveland, and you moved to Houston, Texas. What made you transition from Cleveland, Ohio, to Houston, Texas?
Well, the person that I was working with kind of encouraged me to come move down here because he lives down here. But I ended up not even working with him anymore. But that's why I initially came down to Houston.
Okay. How long have you been there?
About hold on, y'all. My dog just ran out the house.
Oh,
my God.
Have you seen her dog? We don't want to have another mat situation.
Oh, no.
She's all the way up the street.
Go catch her. Oh, no. Her dog's so pretty. It's like a pink poodle.
Oh, I saw the pictures of the pink poodle.
It's a pink poodle.
Hello?
Yeah. You go get her, Necessary. Go get her.
I'm sorry, y'all. She crazy. She be just running, and she just go. My sister going to get her for me.
Okay.
She pink, y'all. Did y'all see her on my Instagram?
Yes, I just saw her today. And she's so
y'all,
cute.
She's crazy she's pink. No, ever since she got pink, she's been acting bad. She used to be so good. I'm like, I'm going to make you back white.
Yeah, I'm the baddest. What you talking about? Now, where do you get the name Necessary?
Well, my name is Gwenessa, so okay. I just took Nessa Necessary. That's how I got my name.
Okay. So, well, how old are you, and how long have you been doing this?
I'm 25. I've been doing music forever, like. Forever. Like, when I was 6, my brother got me, like, this yellow little radio boombox, and I didn't even used to listen to music on it. I used to, like, take his tape and record over them. I used to record, like, songs and poems and stuff over the tape, so I've been doing it, like, for as long as I can remember, probably, like, 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
Writing
That's
songs.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, with you been writing music, who would you consider your inspiration?
I would say, like, Lauryn Hill, because she sing and rap. Jay-Z, Salt and Pepper, TLC. Those are people who I used to listen to that used to make me want to write.
Okay. So I see that you had your first mixtape, which was, Necessary. I can't speak right now. That's the first one.
Girl, that's
right,
like,
now
that's
is...
like the seventh or eighth mixtape.
Okay. So that's the seventh or eighth. So the ones you have for... I seen that one came out like in 2014, and then you re-released the one that just dropped today. What's the difference between those two?
Right. The first one, it has like some industry tracks on there, like rapping over other people's beats. And then on this one, I took, like, a couple of the original ones that was on the first one, took off all of the industry beats that's already somebody else's beat, and I just put more of my original music on there. So all of the music on there is original.
I love the song Fire. When you performed at Bigger Birthday
last Saturday,
I was like, that thing was popping. At first, I was
like, I love that song.
What the, oh, Lord. But it's really hot.
Thank you. I love that song. I like all of the new songs that I did with T-Black. They're my favorite songs to perform.
Now, I see your signature is your hair. It's a
yeah.
Long, you know, blonde and black. Can you explain, like, how you came with that concept? Like, what made you want to make that your staple? And what is the, like, Cruella, the trill? I know that ties in with
here.
So bring it down for us.
Okay, so you know the cartoon character Cruella De Vil.
Yes.
Right. So, like, I always used to wear furs and stuff like that, so that was already my thing. And then, like, my sister, right, my big sister, actually, she is, like, so into, like, Disney movies and cartoons and stuff. And one day she was watching 101 Dalmatians, and I was just like, dang, she actually, like, fly. Like, I know she the villain, but she kind of fly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of got inspired by her hair, so I'm like, I'm going to do the hairstyle, so I did it. And when I first did it, like, my blonde didn't come up as blonde as I wanted it, so I kind of wore it like a brown and a black at first. And then I finally got the color up to how I wanted it, so now I do, like, the platinum, half black, but it's, like, inspired by Cruella De Vil. And then, so I just switched it up, like, Cruella De Trill, because, you know, like, I'm in Houston, Trill this, Trill,
right.
That means you just hot, that means you the shit, like, so Cruella De Trill. And I was thinking, like, you know how I just started this new thing, too, like, bad is the new good. So, like, you know how everybody, like, oh, you a bad bitch, you a this, you a that. Like, oh, like, if they say your shoes is nice, they like, oh, them some bad shoes. You know what I'm saying? So now, shit, you a villain. You ain't even a bad bitch. You a villain like me, Cruella. It's nothing.
It's a culture. I like that. That's
it's
cool.
A culture. It's it's a whole movement I'm building. We villains. We bad chicks just doing our thing.
I like that. So how did you team up with Team Bigger Rankin'?
Well, my manager is T. Ferris and Edo. And T. Ferris is actually really, really close with Bigger Rankin'. And we went to Atlanta one day, and I met him, And we was actually in his studio, and I just let him hear, like, my mixtape that I had out at the time, the first Finding Me Is Necessary, and he like, man, this is dope, this is dope. He like, man, you a female, you can spit. He like, you write this stuff? I'm like, yeah, I write everything. He like, man, let's redo this mixtape. And I'm like, well, let's do it. And that was it.
Now, is it difficult, like, since you're in the studio, is it difficult being a female or an upcoming rapper, or do others consider you?
Do they welcome you?
Like, welcome you?
Are they trying
you, like, as up and coming?
Like other females or males?
Well, do other females, like, basically welcome you in and try and show you the ropes on what, or do they try and be like, no, bitch, you ain't coming over here in my territory?
Yeah, the second one.
I wonder, because, you know, it's not too many females that actually have that's beautiful, that can rap, that can sing, and then you have people that actually support you. So you,
yeah.
I wonder if, you know, you have so many other female rappers, but a lot of them are not something that you remember. Like, you have something that makes people think of you after you perform, after they meet you,
mm-hmm.
you know, you cool down to earth. But you have... some females that just don't have a niche. So I wonder, like, they see you, like, look at this, who this bitch is? Or do they be like,
yeah,
oh, let me show you how to do this. This is so-and-so. Is it
you
nothing
know what,
like
the
that
girls,
here?
The girls are so weird to me because I'm just such a genuine person. Like me, I'm nice to everybody. Anybody who come up to me and talk to me, I'm nice to them. You know what I'm saying? And, like, these girls that's rapping out, they're confused. They don't know whether or not they want to be intimidated by you, whether they want to like you. So it's like one minute everybody will be like, oh, okay, yeah, she's cool, I like her. And then the next minute it'll just be some weird shit, like they not speaking when they see you. So I'm like, you know what, you go your way, I'm going to go my way, and I'm going to just do me. I stay on my own lane.
I told a lot of female rappers, and I like also, a lot of female rappers are confused. They don't know if they want to twerk or rap. That's why I respect you. I'm like, she's actually singing. She's making videos. She got, baby got a body. She's nice. But it's making those twerk videos. Don't make that face.
That ain't really like my, like my thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, whoever want to do it, that's on them. But that ain't really my thing. Like, just my whole ass chi out in the video. Like,
yeah,
for no reason.
Yeah, talent. They do it for likes, Megan. They want to be an artist, let your talent speak. But, I mean, if you twerking and your punani is what got you to where you at, to World Star Honeys, to this and that, now you rapping, I mean, that's just what happens, you know?
Okay.
It's hard to get your voice.
It's frustrating for, like, oh, okay, how do I say this the right way? Because you know everybody's so sensitive and takes stuff the wrong way.
Girl, this is what the hell she's saying Tuesday. Say whatever you want to say.
It's just actually, I mean, it's frustrating for people like me who've been, like, an artist my whole life. Like, my whole life mm-hmm. I've been writing and I've been an artist. I've been performing. Like, I ain't never did nothing else. So it's some people who, like, the fame more than they like the art, and that's irritating. You know what I'm saying? Because you will see people moving forward, but they don't write their stuff. They're not involved in what they're doing. They don't put no input in on their videos. So everything you see of them is not even them. They just want to be popular. So they used to strip or prostitute, but they don't want to do that no more. So what can I do to be popular? I guess I'm going to just rap because I can't sing. So I'm going to just get somebody else to write me some raps. And now I'm a rapper. So, I mean, it's a little annoying, but, I mean, hey, well, I get it how you get it. But to, like,
yeah,
artists like me, it's like, okay, come on now. Where is the talent, actual talent at?
To me, it makes it harder on other females because now people expect that from you. Like, you are, you know, people may expect. Well, baby, necessary comes. She have what is it called? What's the hand things that you wear? The mittens? Not mittens. What is it called, necessary? What you call your hand accessories?
Oh, my little gloves.
She wear her gloves.
Oh, so she got a whole
it's like, of yeah, it'd be like lace gloves. Like, it'd be bad and it's nice and it's not over the top. And I think that it's going to take her very far, like, beyond what everyone else is doing right now.
Well, hopefully I get to see it.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
Bigger should be bringing to
girl,
Orlando.
Girl, why you ain't seen nothing yet? I'm mad.
I haven't seen Yeah. Megan need to be more on the scene. We working on that. She will be seeing
Megan,
her soon.
I'm mad. You were supposed to look because you knew I was calling. You were supposed to watch some stuff. I'm mad at you.
I'm sorry. Next time, I will not miss it.
You see, I'm mad at her.
We're going to get it together. I know Biggle is saying that he's trying to bring you to Orlando soon, so I cannot wait till that happens because I'm going to make it do it real big for you here.
Yes. Yeah, we got a whole little thing set up. We got about 19 cities set up right now, and we just trying to keep adding, keep more and more. I told them, keep me busy. I'm ready to work.
See, that's the kind of attitude that we like to hear.
Well, we do event planning other than the radio show and our other jobs and everything else. We are event planners. We focus on entertainment events, women empowerment brunches, and everything. So if you have anything that you need help with or we can do something for you in Jacksonville or Orlando, please keep us in mind.
Definitely. You always need some
now, Ms. Necessary, I'm going to say you're 25. You're young. Now, not sure if you like looking for a man, you know, got a man, not sure what, but is it difficult to have a mate right now as you're working and trying to build your career? Does it make it easier for you?
It's like it's levels. It depends on who you dating. You know what I'm saying? Because I dated people who was like jealous of me, like, they do music too and they was jealous of me, and then you have some that's like really supportive, but you know, other shit just don't work out. So, I mean, you just got to find, you know, who good for you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who ain't going to be jealous and somebody who going to understand, you know, the life you're going through, because it's going to be guys like, oh, I love you. But, you know, whoever you with got to understand, like, look, I'm an artist. It's different. It's not like just a regular person on the street just got a bunch of people saying that they like them and they want to do this with them. That you got to kind of get somebody to understand. But, like, right now, like, I'm married to my label. And what I'm doing, like, you know what I'm saying? That's my main focus right now.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. I'm glad. You hear that, Megan?
Okay.
Nothing wrong with having your eyes on a prize and being focused. Not worry about a relationship right now.
Okay.
It will come.
That's another topic for another day. Okay.
Okay. It's grind mode right now, Megan.
We get it.
Yeah, man.
So, Necessary, what's next for you?
Right now, I just want to promote my single. Like, I got so much music that I was just, like, anxious. Like, I sent Bigger, like, 25 songs, and he literally had to narrow it down to 13. So I feel like I just want to push this single that I got, and I just got single after single after single. I just got so much hot music. So I'm just ready to, like, tour, travel around, and promote the music that I got. And I got, like, over 200 songs that's done. If I wanted to put out a mixtape a week, I could. So I'm just trying to just push the stuff that I got because it's so good.
Well, I wish you so much success.
Yes.
I like a woman with a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
Just a grind.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to have you in Orlando soon. And I was pretty sure I'll be seeing you soon and helping you with some promotions myself. So let us know if you need some help, and we pray that for your success and much more.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to tell our callers and our listeners, Ms. Necessary, before we got the line tonight?
Please give me a question.
Yes, yes. Go on my Instagram right now. Click the link in my bio and download my mixtape. If you don't download it, just listen to it. And check me out. It's my Instagram is NESSACARY. So make sure y'all go on there and check out my new mixtape. Shout out to my label, ER Entertainment, and my manager, T. Ferris. And shout out to Bigga for hosting my mixtape.
Yeah,
shout out to Bigga and Breezy,
Miss
Hypnotic, and Tampa Mystic.
My song that I'm blasting right now, Necessary right now, is a song Crazy.
You like that song?
I love it.
Thank you. That song is like a real last song.
If we ask you to, oh Lord, I'm dropping the thing. Sorry, love you. I'm sorry, I'm dropping my earpiece. So if we ask you to sign us out tonight with a little freestyle or a little something, can you do that for us tonight?
Yep. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, and that's about the wild out. All you gotta do is fuck Drake and get your shout out. Hit up Ray J, baby. Go and make a sex tape. Get on your Kim K, now, bitch, that's a payday. I got that Bombay, niggas finna regulate. Say fuck dudes and I ain't gotta let them penetrate. I kill hoes, leave them bloody like they menstruate. And take your nigga, make them take me on a dinner date. Hoes.
Quickly. In a hurry.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Nessa Sarah, for joining us tonight, and we wish you much
thanks
success.
For having
have a good
me.
Night, boo.
Good night.
Good night. She was awesome.
A breath of fresh air.
Yes. So thank you all to all our callers and our listeners and our shares and retweets. We really appreciate it.
It comes to another ending of what the hell.
Yes. Next week, I'm working on it right now.
I'm actually working on the young lady who, you remember when all the prom dresses were going around, like prom time, and this young lady was the girl who made her own prom dress of the African Lakente cloth, because a nice, she's an artist.
Okay.
And she actually got the attention of Natari, the girl from 3LW on Power, but she actually wore her dress on the red carpet at the BET Awards. And she's been talking about how she was bullied in school and how this, like, gave her a boost of confidence and breaks her artistic and creativity. So it's what's happening on the show.
Next Tuesday? Oh, that's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got her on the show next week. What's her name, Megan?
It's a long look, and I don't want to mispronounce it.
Okay. Well, we'll show y'all in a few days who we got coming
up. Kimmy Yaya. Like an African, she's like, it's an African rooted name. I don't want to say it wrong.
All right, you all. Meet me at Glitz this Thursday. Tickets on sale right now. Afro Boys, you know, they doing it for the city. We're giving back. Y'all make sure y'all there this Thursday, the 13th. And also, we need donations, pencils, paper, composition books, rulers, calculators. We need all of that for all ages for Nate Saturday. We need it before Nate Saturday.
Book bags.
We need it. You can bring out some fruit, can bring some water, some juice. We need everything. And 104.5, I got to give y'all a shout out because they join us. They help
clean
it. Oh, yeah. Hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes, baby wipes. We need all of that. We appreciate it. So, anyways, thank you all for joining us tonight on What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
Tune in next week.
DJ True Story. Baby, let's go and have re-sex. Make a little love, have re-sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, let's go and have re-sex.
Yeah,
baby, girl, let's have some re-sex.
Come on.
I'ma keep an AP, I don't wanna do it.
Do it.
We can keep an AP, I don't wanna do it.
Do it.
You can keep it rolling on when I get to it. You can keep it rolling on when I get to it. When you look down, see my chains on. When you look down, see my chains on. When you ride on, see my chains on. When you ride on, keep my chains on. Baby, we can go and have re-sex. Baby, girl, go and have re-sex. You ain't never ever had re-sex. You ain't never ever had re-sex. Never made love to a misfit. You never made love to a misfit. Come and kick a deal on some rich shit. I'ma keep pimping on some rich shit. We can do the show on the jet lift. Fucking in the air on the jet, bitch. Do the hell credit pussy over Vegas. $100,000 for a watch, count Betty. Kiss on a nigga with his chains on glizzy. Fuck so good, got fuck for a dizzy. Do it low key, bro, cloud get busy. Do it low key, bro, cloud get busy. Got the autumn up again on fleek. Got my number one freak in the sheet. And now she wants us to dip. And the kids is ice on me. Baby, let's go and have re-sex. Make a little love, have re-sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, let's go and have re-sex. Baby, girl, let's have some re-sex. I'ma keep an AP on while I do it.
Do it.
We can keep an AP on when I do it.
Do it.
You can keep it rolling on when I get to it. You can keep it rolling on when I get to it. When you look down, see my chains on. When you look down, see my chains on. When you ride on, keep my chains on. When you ride on, keep my chains on. Baby, we can go and have re-sex. Baby, girl, go and have re-sex. You ain't never ever had re-sex.
I know you've been going through some things. I know you don't even love the same. Do you? Do you? run empty. The way you move is like you could use a vacation. Drink in your hand and the heart of your dance. I swear right now I look like you on a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen. Whatever happened just had to happen. On vacation. Yeah. I know you've been, I know you've been dancing, dancing, dancing like you fucking got a reason. Dancing like it's something to believe in. Dancing like it's fucking dancing season. Blame it on the alcohol or blame it on sativa. The heart of your heart to keep beating. Only feel bad while you're thinking. Pop, pop, pop like PepsiCo. The best we smoke. Plus that tan look like you flew in from Mexico. Go, go, let me see how wild it get. But so wild as it get. You need to be taken care of and pampered. But just like a pamper, he on that childish shit. Yeah, I know you've been silent.
In your phone, ignoring calls from
home. I know you've been trying to get alone. What's up? It's on. No games, we grown. I know you feel like sometimes that y'all don't speak the same language. I know that you just wanna let it go with all the bitches that you bitches that you
love to get you killed.
No love, no love, no love. Cause where I'm from, you fuck niggas get no love. I pull up with it, y'all been they like hold up. You talking about that money, nigga, show love, no love, no love, no love. Cause where I'm from, you fuck niggas get no love.
Socialite,
you ain't finna see me all on Instagram. Word on the streets, I'm a dope. Come shot with me, your ass might get some extra ground. My hands on my dick, I just want me a brick. 50 rounds in my chopper, and that bitch got the switch. I told the Lord that I'ma take what he can give me. And tell the fans to free my niggas if they hear me. I made a promise to myself to get my shit straight. Cause all the dope boys waiting on my mixtape. Cause I ain't rapping no facade. You fuck niggas make it hard. And they hate me in my city. Swear to God, I ain't showing no love.
No love, no love, no love. Cause where I'm from, you fuck niggas get no love. I pull up with that y'all and they like, hold up. You talking about that money, nigga, show love. No love, no love.
Bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me.
All my niggas,
I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
I like convertible Bentleys and houses deep in the hills. I might tell the whole crew come through. My squad got a roll through, come through. Tell the young high school kids keep dreaming because they sure do come true. Then I say, this that fucking mob shit. This that fucking player shit. This that shake your bottle up and bust the top and spray the shit. Bitches getting dug out like where all the fucking players sitting. Like you just got traded, girl. You don't know who you're playing with. Oh yeah, oh yeah. My sound is what up right now. I've been down, but I'm up right now. Nigga been backstroking and breaststroking through that lane that you left open, man. I don't give a fuck right now. Let a nigga swim in the pussy on the low. Try to go drown in the cup right now. Holla.
I tried to make this shit work.
just got one question, baby, tell me why.
Started from the bottom like Drake, you the type of nigga get raw, wanna play, my squad. A kick in your door, that's safe,
no Atari game, girl, I don't play that.
She broke on that knowledge, everything I say, I follow. Polo shirt, my color, dripping on these hoes. Ain't by myself, it's a lot of us. Made a little money, still ain't got enough. And if you got a nigga there, push a light up. Keep my eyes open, don't say nothing. Motor Guido like on Razor. You don't know me, you must mistake me.
Fuck somebody else.
But it's something about you that I fell in love with. Yo, ex nigga, fuck him.
I had to tell her that.
Kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay win, and I say church.
Praise.
We make it light up like a church.
Praise.
She wanna fuck and I say church.
Praise.
You live on Sunday like a church.
Praise.
Bottle after bottle,
bottle.
Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. And I lay back, she go crack. Fuck me good, but she no stack. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just pee rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All these assets in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I can take care of them children. A lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm fitting to kill niggas in the building.